Hi, my name's Dave. I'm 63 years old. I live in Southern Nevada. In May of 2003, in a routine physical examination, they found a little bit of blood. As they did one of my tests and suggested I have a colonoscopy, they found some polyps, and they removed those, did biopsies, and discovered that I had colorectal cancer. I was scheduled for surgery. A few weeks later, I had that surgery, and in the course of the surgery, they took some other samples of some lymph nodes and found that it had, in fact, invaded about 30% of the lymph nodes that they recovered. So they suggested the chemotherapy for that, and the particular type of chemotherapy was 5-FU with leucovorin. It just so happened about this time I learned of a product called Protocell that I was told could enhance my chances of surviving the cancer. The surgery itself, they had indicated, gave me about a 40% survival chance, and the chemo would raise that to 60%. Well, I'm one of those that likes to put the odds in my favor, so consequently, when I learned of Protocell, I thought, well, this can't hurt. And it certainly wasn't overly expensive, so I chose to combine that with the chemotherapy. Now, not all types of chemotherapy are compatible with Protocell, but it just so happened the 5-FU was one that didn't have too bad of a combined effort in that regard. The chemotherapy sessions, I handled quite well. I seemed to be getting better all the time. As a matter of fact, by the end of the 6 months that I was taking this particular protocol, I was healthier than the nurses and the doctors. My blood work was absolutely beautiful. And I continue to have checkups regularly, and those checkups continue to keep me clear. One little sidelight that you might find interesting is I would occasionally find a lymph node in my armpit that was swelling up, and my wife would say, you have to tell the doctor, and sure enough, I'd have an appointment a couple of weeks later, but I knew by then from experience that the Protocell seemed to just completely take care of those, and sure enough, by the time my doctor appointment would arrive, he couldn't detect them at all, even though he certainly tried, because that's what he was looking for. I am currently in remission according to the medical profession. I continue to take the Protocell. It's now been 2 years that I've been taking it. I started in August of 2003, and so it's been a little over 2 years since I've started on that Protocell. I've not had a cold. I've not had the flu. I don't seem to have much of anything except my good old allergies, which nothing seems to affect. I do suspect that the Protocell is going to give me that added insurance. The doctor told me that if my cancer should return, he thought it could return within 2 to 5 years. If it did return, that it would probably return in my liver, and he says if that happens, you're a dead man. So kind of a nice little insurance policy. I've been very fascinated by different alternate cures that are out there, but this certainly seems to be the easiest for me of all those that I've read about in the book, Outsmart Your Cancer. I have supplied that book to about 80 friends of mine so far, and I know it's been appreciated, and others seem to have been cured of their cancer, even without the chemo and other things, although I'm not suggesting for a minute that Protocell cured my cancer. It certainly doesn't seem to be doing me any harm, and it does seem to keep my blood work in excellent shape. I wish you the very best. It's a very difficult thing to go through, a very personal decision as to what you ought to do when you have cancer, and I've always respected everyone's impression of what they should do, and I've respected that and done what I can as far as advising them, but once they make a decision, I've been very supportive and prayerful for them. Thank you.